This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Gen Z, the generation born between 1996 and 2012, are known for being digital natives and have quickly embraced the use of AI, artificial intelligence, in their daily lives. They rely on AI tools like ChatGPT for various tasks such as researching assignments and planning vacations. However, according to Shoshana Davis, a career expert and founder of the career consultancy Fairy Job Mother, Gen Z has been misusing AI, particularly when it comes to generating cover letters and job application answers. Davis explained that she often speaks to businesses and employers who hire large numbers of Gen Z individuals. And one of the main challenges she sees is the improper and ineffective use of AI, specifically ChatGPT. This over-reliance on ChatGPT has led to a situation where employers receive hundreds of identical cover letters and job application answers. Many employers suspect that ChatGPT is being used to generate these responses. In fact, a survey conducted by Canva found that 45% of job seekers have used AI to build, update, or improve their resumes. Among the different generations, Gen Z appears to be leaning the most on AI. A survey by Grammarly reported that 61% of Gen Z individuals said they can't imagine doing work tasks without using generative AI. While it's important to embrace technology and AI, Davis cautions that copying answers from ChatGPT can harm one's chances of getting a job. A survey by Resume Genius found that over half of hiring managers disliked AI-generated resumes and considered them a red flag that could make them less likely to hire a candidate. Copying ChatGPT's responses is an ineffective way of using AI for a few reasons. Firstly, the chatbot's knowledge base is limited to data released before September 2021. OpenAI addressed this issue in September 2023. Secondly, ChatGPT is not connected to the internet and can occasionally produce incorrect answers. It also has limited knowledge of events after 2021 and may occasionally produce harmful or biased content. Davis shared a recent story from an employer she worked with who was hiring for a brand marketing position. The employer asked a question in the job application about candidates' favorite fitness-related product launches in the past year. They received about 100 identical responses citing Peloton as their favorite campaign launch. However, Peloton's campaign was from 2020, and the employer realized that the responses were likely generated by ChatGPT. To use ChatGPT properly, young people need to educate themselves on its limitations and how to leverage it effectively. It should be viewed as a tool to assist in the job search process, not a replacement. For example, AI can be helpful in preparing for interviews or researching a company. However, recruiters can often tell if candidates are not including specific details from their past jobs or are lacking a personal touch in their writing. Michelle Reisdorf, a district director at recruitment firm Robert Half, also emphasized that AI is great for proofreading and enhancing existing writing, but shouldn't be solely relied upon to generate the perfect resume. Recruiters can detect when AI has been heavily used, and it's important to include personal details and write in a human voice. Davis herself uses ChatGPT to help with document structuring, idea brainstorming, and drafting. However, she never just types in a question and copies and pastes the responses generated by the chatbot. It's about striking the right balance between leveraging AI and maintaining one's personal touch in job applications.